Okay, I'm always telling you to make sure you follow us on our social media pages, whether it be the WTAM Facebook page, the Wills and Snyder Facebook page, the Bob France Show Facebook page. France Rants is my Twitter handle. You can get me on there as well. Social media has just become a dominant force. But how do you use it, and what's the right type of social media for you to use? Here with Social Media 101, some tips and tricks for using social media, Agent Meister from the Geek Squad. How you doing, Agent Meister?
Oh, just fine. Just like you said, you know, social media is really becoming part of our online lives. And for a lot of people, it's an easy way to keep in touch with others. Now, a lot of people, you know, just like those social media sites that most people know that you mentioned, mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing, there's also other social media sites that people might not assume. Things like Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, those are actually social media sites because you're actually bringing people together. So that's something to consider with that.
Now, is there a right way or a wrong way to use social media? Because you hear a lot of people becoming addicted to it. It can sometimes get in the way of their professional duties and sometimes their personal lives.
Oh, definitely. You know, we do have some best practices that we usually will recommend. One of the very first ones is that you want to watch who you friend or follow. You know, obviously, if you've ever been on a social media site, usually you'll have your request coming in to basically allow people to either follow or friend you. What that does is that actually gives them access to certain items that you may have set as private or hidden to friends only. So it is important that you consider when you do get one of those requests in, and if you're not comfortable with strangers having access to that information, you do want to make sure that you don't actually allow them to become friends or followers that if you don't specifically know who they are. The next thing that we do recommend, obviously, just like what we were saying, is to privatize your profile. Obviously, a lot of these social media sites, when you sign up, they'll ask for a bunch of information, everything from your email address, location. Some of them will allow you to put in your phone number. Some of that information is great for if you want to keep your friends up to date with your latest telephone number, but you do want to make sure that you set the settings for those profiles so that anything that you don't want the public to see is set to be private, and that way you can control what access they actually have with that.
Talking social media with Agent Meister of the Geek Squad. Now, we mentioned the most popular ones, obviously Facebook and Twitter. Can you tell us what's the difference, for example, between Google Plus and Facebook, or between Pinterest and Facebook or Twitter?
Well, a lot of them, the main differences are who they target, as well as just your general options. Now, Facebook and Google Plus are going to be kind of similar in that they're really almost more like what used to be called a blog. They're designed for you to put up, you know, your latest information, latest things that you're doing, sharing things with friends and family. So people will use it everything from a business. So some businesses will use Facebook, just like you guys do, mm-hmm. to get information out about their business, or it could just be that you're sharing stuff with your friends, you know, your latest vacation photos, that sort of thing. Other social media networks, like, for example, Pinterest, is designed where people can actually pin images on different things like their favorite recipe or their favorite new clothes, stuff like that. So they can actually share that information. Other ones like LinkedIn are really designed more along the lines of, job searching and skills and business networking. So that's kind of an example of how you're doing it for more of a different target.
Agent Meister of the Geek Squad, and all of these different social media opportunities, sometimes they're difficult to sign up for, difficult to use. You and the Geek Squad, though, can help people set up their accounts?
Yeah, we are actually available 24 hours a day through the website support.geeksquad.com, or you can obviously stop into any Best Buy or give us a call at 1-800-GEEK-SQUAD. And, of course, we're on social media as well. On Twitter, it's Geek Squad, or on Facebook, visit us at facebook.com/Geek Squad.
Good stuff all the way around from Agent Meister of the Geek Squad, Social Media 101. Thanks, Agent Meister.
Thank you.